My historical segment today has been from Lugano in 1964 with the Oscar Peterson Trio. The man could sure swing. His fingers just never stopped. That was a very interesting brand new release, apparently never been released or heard before. And it is just out, and it's called Con Alma. And if people really enjoy OP, then this is a fine example of that that trio at the peak of its skill from 1964. Well, it's 12:06 already. We're into the final hour of our program today. And I'm sure you all want to know exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. We will do that, I'm sure. I know I will. Now you know. And the program that you're listening to within all of that stuff about ERPs and whatever, the program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. Well, moving on from my historical segment, this is truly right up to date again. Saxophonist Ingrid Laubrack is does some very challenging stuff, and her work is always worth a listen. Her latest album is called The Last Quiet Place, which in the liner notes, I won't go into all the detail, but basically it just sort of laments the fact that these days, the quiet places are harder and harder to find, and that ultimately, the quiet place, if there is one to find, is within yourself. But the this album brings together a sextet that has a mutated string quartet, a part of an avant rock band, and basically on her major sextet is Lobrak on tenor and soprano, violinist Maz Swift, cellist Tomika Reed, guitarist Brandon Seabrook, bassist Michael Formanek, and drummer Tom Rainey. This is a really neat album. I have sampled parts of it before, and I'm going to play today title track, The Last Quiet Place, and then an album, a track called Delusions. Here is Ingrid Laubrock.
Thank you. Thank you.
saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock and her band with a couple of tracks from their album called The Last Quiet Place. That second track was called Delusions. And it's 12:27. We're getting close to the last half hour of our show. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. And I'm going to stick with avant-garde women-led groups here as I continue with pianist Chris Davis, who was born and raised in Canada, but now is at the very top of the avant-garde jazz scene in New York. She has a new, very interesting album out called Live at the Village Vanguard. Her band is called Diatom Ribbons, and this is very out there stuff in a way, and this album as well adds a turntablist, an electronic musician to the band, and his name is Val Gentil. Her usual band has Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Trevor Dunn on bass, and guitarist Julian Lage is added here as well. This two-CD set was recorded at the iconic Village Vanguard, and this is very interesting. A lot of electronic stuff here, a lot of things going on that are quite different, and again, challenging and experimental, but really cool stuff. From that, I'm going to play two tracks. The first is the first take of Dolores, which is, I think, an old Charlie Parker tune, and it shows up twice in the album, but this is the first take. And then a track called Bird Suite Part 1, Kingfisher. And you'll know it's a bird suite because there's sort of electronic chirps going on as well. Here are two tracks with Chris Davis live at the Village Vanguard. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Well, you've just had some great examples the last three or four tracks of adventurous, edgy music that sort of takes a lot of the conventional thinking about what jazz should be and turns it on its ear. That was Chris Davis live at the Village Vanguard. Very appreciative audience there. They were attentive, but they knew what they were listening to. Some excellent work there. That last track was Bird Suite Part 1 called Kingfisher. And before that, Dolores, an old bop tune, and one of the two versions of that that show up on this two CD set. Very interesting album, and I think it's probably going to be around at award time somehow. I think that it's just done some very, very fine stuff. And we're just about at the end of our show today, and it seems to me I'm about the end of my voice, too. I don't know that maybe I haven't been using it as much, and I'm overdoing it here, my goodness, but almost at the end of the show, so you will have a rest from it, and so will I. I'm going to take us out with part of a new album with pianist Joey Alexander. I've mentioned him before and played him before, and for those of you who aren't familiar with that name, my stock response is go to YouTube, put in Joey Alexander, that's J-O-E-Y, Alexander, Giant Steps, 2014. I think it's 14, maybe 13, 14, whatever. And what you will get is a 10-minute version of John Coltrane's Giant Steps with a young pianist named Joey Alexander. He's 11 in that. And when I played this for my wife, who is a professional musician, a pianist, she said, you know, you close your eyes, it doesn't matter how old he is, that's incredible music. So at any rate, he now is, that's 10 years or so ago, and he is now producing his own albums. This latest one is called Continuance. And it has with him Theo Crocker on trumpet on most of the tracks, Chris Foom on upright bass, and John Davis on drums. And I'm going to take us out with the tracks from that. And just to let you know, it's nice to be back in this chair again. And one more time, thanks to Scott Price and Mo Hoag for filling in the last 3 weeks when I was off the continent, as they say. And it's nice to be back now. And I will be back next week, all things being equal, to bring you 3 more hours of jazz from all over the place. So stay warm, say whatever the weather is. It's interesting. We left it in late summer and we came back in full winter. So it's there you go. That's Manitoba for you. My name's Keith Black, and I thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you heard something that will bring you back next week. And to take us out today, here's Joey Alexander on piano with a track called simply Blue. See you next time.